Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. So great to see everybody back again this week. Been a busy week, but we're here, getting ready to do what we do, deliver the message at hand, save lives, and give life-changing information. So it's so good to be back on call this week. And once we get going and get this thing moving, it's going to be an awesome call. I am proud to say that I'm home in Maryland with my family and friends and enjoying a good time. So I'm super excited about that and getting to meet a lot of great people who are excited about what we're doing, getting a lot of great feedback. So the movement is working. We're just going to keep pushing. And without further ado, I want to bring on my friend, my mentor, the one who helps drive this ship, the one who's committed his life to this, and just to hear his testimony and to hear his movement and all the stuff he's been doing this week, all the people he's been connecting with. I'm just so proud to be part of it with him. I want to bring on my friend, Mr. John Bryant. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Donald. Doing great. And it's so good to have you up here in Annapolis from North Carolina and meeting with people and working with the people to try to get things set up that we can help a multitude of people in the churches, our friends, our family, pets, and yes, pets, because we also work with those. We're all in the program under a God-fearing man, and that God has laid his talents on, and that's Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Wallach has started this program, and it's under Youngevity. Now, most of us know that the foods that we are eating are depleted in minerals. They don't have what the body needs to help the body to cure itself, because God has put a doctor in each one of us. If we cut ourselves, it will heal. Might not heal the way we want it, but we can pull it together if there's a cut. And overnight, it continues to heal until it fills in. So all of us has witnessed that. Now, when the earth is 85% to 90% depleted of minerals, the food doesn't taste the same. And they're doing so many things with our food, genetically modifying them. We don't have pesticides around the plants anymore because they're being killed by genetically modifying those and keeping the pests away and so forth. Now, many of our families are plagued with diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, sleep apnea, heartburn, having cramping of fingers and toes and poor circulation. And I've been back and forth to the hospital with a lot of my friends as a support system, trying to get them to change the way that they're eating and the fuel that they're putting in their system, which is devitalized food. Because when we are inundated with a lot of sugar and salt, and I'm talking about the monoglutamate the Himalayan salt as well as the sea salt are the proper salts that we need to put in our bodies. They also sell something called cell salt, and that's very good. It doesn't even taste like salt. So these things are very good for revitalizing the body. I was feeling a little bit down myself as far as the energy was this past week. And I remembered my spirit led me to get some salt because Dr. Wallach had mentioned this in one of his conferences, to take the salt and take some salt and put it in a glass of water. And I let that mineral salt dissolve in the water and drank it. And I felt a burst of energy. I felt much better. And it's amazing how much salt, the part that salt plays in your body. When you go to the hospital, even though you might have high blood pressure or whatever, the first thing that they want to give you is hook you up to saline solution, which is salt. And most of the people start feeling better as soon as that's administered to the system. So the myth about the high blood pressure is a result of salt, and you're coming off, and the doctor's taking you off of salt, that is one of the worst things you can do, because Dr. Wallace states that you run a 600% chance risk of a heart attack or a stroke when you're not ingesting some salt in your body, because salt is needed to digest your food. So we are having this meeting on a telephone meeting. It's actually, if you want to call it a ministry, that we can get back to nature and what God intended for us to do. Now, yes, I stated before that the earth is 85% depleted of minerals and so forth. However, Dr. Wallach, those minerals that we need, which are plant-derived minerals and organic, to feed the body and help the body secure itself, we call them, and he calls them, the secret sauces. So many of the things that we take, you can go to the store and say, well, I'm going to get some vitamin E, or I'm going to get some vitamin C, or I'm going to get some vitamin E. But little did we know that these things you have to put them together, because vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, all of these things have to be present in order for the body to utilize those minerals and those vitamins that we are taking. And incidentally, a lot of the, if you followed the news a while back, they were talking about the vitamins that people are buying from the stores, and many of them don't even have in the vitamins what they state that would be in there as far as the ingredients. And so they're taking your money, you're not getting better. You're getting your vitamin E, your vitamin C, you get your vitamin D, and that's what I was doing. I was buying these products, taking them, but not really feeling any better, not getting any energy or nothing. Until 2013, when I started to take Dr. Wallace's product, because I went to a conference and listen to the information from, there was almost 100 people or so at that conference. And that was the best thing that I have ever done in my life. I had high blood pressure going on. I had irregular heartbeat going on. My spine man was bent over. And as they say that when you start getting older, you start bending, you get shorter. But that's not true. Well, you do get shorter. But the reason for that is you start to bend over as your spine starts to give in and become weak. Bone structure weak. As soon as I administered these products in my system, my bone structure straightened up. People said, gosh, you're getting taller. Then I started to lose weight. I started to lose fat, bad fat, the fat that does us no good, and the fat that takes you, zaps your energy. So I have plenty of energy now. I have reached the young age of 78 as of July 25th, feeling great. I play with 6 different bands. As a matter of fact, I played at the class reunion Friday at the Double Tree. And there were many people at the dance, but a lot of them had health issues, obese, and so forth. So there are so many people that need to hear this message that, and the free information that we're giving up on this phone. We have dedicated our lives to helping people. And the more you help people, the better your reward, because God takes care of those who try to help each of his brothers and sisters and the animals. So as I stated, we have all kind of testimonies of knee replacement. You don't need knee replacement. You don't have to get hip replacement. If you're going through all of this pain with knee problems and so forth, your cartilage can be grown back. And this is in 90 days or less. It says that you take his solace and take it him religiously, that he can guarantee that within 90 days or less, you're going to notice a drastic improvement in your health. I have invited Ms. Callahan, Tanya Callahan, and her husband on the phone tonight. They changed their complete diet. They got off of gluten foods. Gluten foods are rye and oats. Oh, yes, oats also. Many of you will state, well, I eat my oatmeal every morning and I this and I that. So what is happening when you're putting those grains in your system, first of all, they're hard to digest. And if you don't drink enough water with oatmeal and those gluten foods, they will clog your system up, clog your colon up, and start causing like diverticulitis, all sorts of problems, and constipation, which many Americans are suffering with. So we need to ingest these foods and have these foods work for us, that it neutralizes our body and give us the energy that we need to get through this life. Many of us are not making it, because the body is so full of poison and all the things that it has been inundated with that is zapping our health. So I am elated to be on the phone with all of you all who are looking at taking charge of your own health. The doctor's not going to do it. Doctors are okay when you break your leg or you have something going on where you need something mended. But they're not working with plant-derived minerals. They're not working with organic things. Whether you're working with chemicals, there's reactions from them. Those reactions are called side effects. That when you go to the doctor, and then you end up going, he writes you a prescription, and then you end up going to the pharmacy to get those prescriptions filled, and they give you a whole list of side effects, with the bottom line being death. I'm not going to subject myself to any drug where I can risk my life and have death happen to me. So I encourage all of you all to get paper and pencil. And you can also get a copy of this call tonight from Donald Snowden. And all you have to do is request a copy or send him a text and request a copy of the recorded call. And you can play this information over and over again. We also have Longevity has tapes available and all sorts of information that you can get. We have testimonies. There's a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Wallach has done his resume. He's done thousands of autopsies on animals and humans that the government had him to do. And what he found, he went to Africa and several other countries and so forth, and what they found out that the animals and all were dying because of lack of minerals. And that's what's basically what's happening with the people, with you and all the people. So we ask that you open your mind and try something different than what you've been trying with medication that is not helping you. So many people are having amputations done. Cancer. I have a couple of people, as a matter of fact, I got one gentleman right now who has his bout with cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, and so forth. And I talked him into taking our product called Z Radical. Z as in zebra, capital R A B I C A L. And that Z Radical, you take 4 ounces, only 4 ounces in the morning, and 4 ounces in the evening. Started taking that and went back to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't believe that the tumors had shrunk immensely. So he's on his way to recovery. The product in the Z Radical is very important. It's Q-Cordin. It's a seed derivative. So those things that are of the seed are very important to us. Iodine for thyroid issues and all those types of things. So it's a wealth of information that you can pick up and learn from this call, and to get your families involved, especially your children, because those children are the future of America, of life. So the kids are dying before the parents are. So I have made up my mind that I'm not going to be an invalid for someone, for my children, to have to be worried about taking care of their dad. So, Donald Snowden, who is the moderator on this call, has come up from North Carolina because he had made a promise to his mother, who died from cancer. She made him promise that he would never let this happen to anybody else. He made that promise not knowing exactly what it meant until he met Dr. Wallace, got into the program, and Donald has dedicated his life to helping people. And I do this all the time now. So everybody is not going to hear it. Everybody is not going to change their lifestyle. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't, eventually your machine is going to work out and you're going to perish. It's so disheartening for me to go around to these nursing homes and these rehabilitation centers and see my friends who said, I wish I had done this stuff again. They got stents in them. They got all kinds of stuff. They're in pain. They're in dialysis. And I don't want to see this happening to the ones that's on this call and that it's taking time to check something out that's different. Now, it's up to you. The information we're going to provide for you. So we would like for you to call us if you have any questions. My phone number is 443-326-38 and 443-326-3856. And Donald Snowden's number, he'll give that to you. But we're here for you, and there's Marianne Cashman. We have people in this program in their 80s, 70s, 20s, all ages, that have stepped up to the plate to take charge of their own life. And we help each other. If you have questions about anything, then we will answer those questions for you, even if we have to go to Dr. Wallace. And Dr. Wallace is available to us, even though he's got thousands of people in this program, we can put our fingers on him, our hands on him, and call him and talk to him, and he'll call us back. Try that with your doctor. You won't get a call back most of the time because you're too busy. Dr. Wallace knows the total human body and how everything is affected, what is needed to help you regenerate your body. Now, on Wednesday night, which is tomorrow, we're going to be meeting at the Country Suite, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, Suite, S as in Sam, U-I-T-E-S, in the parole area, right across from Best Buy. There's a hotel there. And Pastor Rodney Sims is hosting. He has a Bible study there every Wednesday, and he has dedicated the hour to us to have this health program, and we're getting ministers together. As a matter of fact, Pastor Rodney Sims, we also extended the invitation to other ministers in our area, and we're Donald has set up the West Coast, and we're getting ministers out in that area, the East Coast, and all around, to come together to try to save these people's lives. So if you're willing, we're willing. But we can't do it all. So faith without work is dead. So we can give you the information, but if you don't take charge and make the steps to make this program work for you, it won't happen. So I encourage each and every one of you, and that's my prayer, that you step up to the plate and do the things that God has intended us to do, and that's to live a wholesome life and a loving life in helping each other and establishing a relationship with each other because we care for you all. So I am going to turn this call now over to Donald Snowden, who I have the utmost respect for, and his father, me involved in this program. And it's the best thing that has ever happened, one of the best things that ever happened in my life, other than dedicate my life to God. So, Donald, I'm turning this call over to you, and we look forward to seeing all of you that's on this call and your friends, and tell them about the Country Suite meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We look for all of your faces in the place because it's going to be powerful. Donald?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You got
I appreciate your time and I appreciate your wisdom and you just spreading this information and continuing to move about in your passion and really just touching people. I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is touching people where they need to be touched. And most of the time when we're talking about health or we're talking about wellness, it's a big deal. I spoke to a lady yesterday and was at her home. And she started telling me, I was just having general conversation, and she started just talking about the fact that she had a dentist appointment, but she went there and she had to get a reverse root canal. I said, I don't think I've ever heard of that before. And she said, well, yeah, they just clean everything out. She said, because they couldn't pull my tooth because of the medication I'm on would cause me to potentially bleed out and different things. And she said that they were really concerned about that. And I asked, well, why are you on this particular medication? And she said, oh, I'm a stage 3 breast cancer survivor. I said, really? She said, yeah. She said, I've had 5 surgeries, and I'm probably going to have one more. And I believe these are reconstruction-type surgeries. She talked about how brutal the radiation was and talked about how, you know, the chemotherapy was. And she's really just trying to be a healthy person, and she's been fairly healthy throughout her life, grew up on a farm for the most part, and then, you know, kind of lived a normal life, as we would say. You know, she stayed in pretty good health. But, you know, over time, you know, she felt like just, you know, things started to happen. She just started not feeling well, and body started breaking down, and come to find out she had breast cancer. And, you know, that to me it kind of really got my attention. And, you know, of course, going through the situation that I watched my mother go through, and then also now the different people that I meet that are dealing with cancer has really become a big deal. And it's really, you know, the cancer industry is probably about $100 billion industry now. And you see all of these races and runs and walks and all of these things for cancer. And most of that money goes towards some of the industries, it goes towards some of the pharmaceuticals, it also goes to some research, but the research is strictly for a drug. And that's how you become part of that cancer industry, that $80 billion industry where, you know, you get to have all of these, you know, the Susan G. Coleman and all of these different things, and the KL one that they have for North Carolina. I mean, it's a lot of these different outlets, so to speak, for cancer research, but they only feeding the medical side of the research. And, you know, when she started telling me about the breast cancer, I listened, and she told me about the different surgeries that she had to have and how now she just tries to very good, you know. And I said, well, that was one of the things that I told her. I said, that's one of the things that I talked to my mother about when she first found out that she had cancer. I said, Mom, you really have to eat differently. I said, you got to leave the fried foods alone. And I didn't have near the knowledge that I have now, and I hadn't met Dr. Wallach yet. But, you know, I said, you know, minimally, I had a naturopathic book that I had, and I like that book because I could go in and see what kind of foods would help with what kind of things. And one of the things that I heard about cancer was, I'm sorry, that I read about cancer in that book when I went to that chapter, because then I was very intrigued because, of course, you have somebody that's going through something, so you start researching. And that's kind of where my research started a little bit. And I told her, I said, one of the things they say about cancer is that when your body is in a acidic state, cancer cells can thrive. So you have to get your body to an alkaline state, which that's your pH. Anything below, anything above 7.4 is alkaline, and anything below that, down 7.0 and down, is acidic. And so that's the balance of your body. And, you know, of course, our bodies are 75% liquid or water. So therefore, you have a lot of pH in your body, and we must drink water and also, you know, take our nutrition, and as John alluded to, salt. And it's one of the funny things about Dr. Wallach says it all the time. He says, you know, for us Christians, it says in the Bible, we are the salt of the earth. So why wouldn't you need to survive or to be part of the earth, one with the earth? And, you know, but you add a little bit of sea salt to your water, especially in the summertime, because salt moves water around in your body. Salt helps the pH. And if you go to some of these swimming pools these days, a lot of the swimming pools have moved from a chlorinated system to a salt system because it's better. It's not only better for your body and it's better for your eyes, but it's also better with managing the pH. Because if you've ever been in a swimming pool and you say, oh, burn the chlorine in this pool must be really strong. It has nothing to do with the chlorine. It's the pH that's off. It causes your eyes to burn because every time you go to the pool, your eyes don't always burn, but sometimes it does, and that's that pH that's off. So a lot of these swimming pools have gone to salt systems, and they are much better. So, again, when we look at the pH, that's extremely important within the body. You know, you have when they talk about certain deodorants and antiperspirants and these different things, they talk about a pH balance. I think Secret was one of those deodorants, you know, pH balance, strong enough for man, but pH balance for women, different things like that. And that balance is important. A woman must have that balance in her private areas. And so, you know, our stomachs must have pH. Now, our stomachs are a bit different because we need the acidity to be able to break our food down. So when you talk about the stomach, we have the stomach pH is a pH of about 1. That's very acidic. Why? Because we need to have stomach acid to break our food down to the smallest amino acids, to the smallest vitamins and minerals to really extract all the nutrients out. So when they start to travel through the small intestine, the villi can pull those nutrients down and get them into our bloodstream. So therefore, the stomach is set up different. And we have a lot. And if you were to take acid from your stomach or the acidity from your stomach, if you could get a tube and put down in your stomach and take some of that acid out and put it on your skin, it'd burn a hole in your skin. But yet and still we have a lining within our stomach that's set up to be able to handle that. And that's just the genes of the creator and how the body is made to really manage and take care of itself on different levels. So, yeah, in the stomach you do have a different pH. And of course the doctors will tell us that we have acid reflux and we have GERD and all these different things that actually come from a lack of stomach acid. Your stomach acid is the strongest when you are a child because you don't necessarily get solid food in the beginning. You're not eating a lot of fried foods. You're not eating a lot of bad foods because your parents are pretty much, you know, up on it. And then once you get weaned to food, you know, it gets a little hairy. You're getting french fries and chicken nuggets and all of those things. But as a child drinking formula and breast milk, the body has to be able to break that down to get the nutrients out to get into the body. So as a child, if you keep your children on a pretty healthy diet, their stomach acid is the strongest. And if that was the case, if acid reflux was a problem, all children would have it because that would be when you have the most acid. But as we get older, the stress of life, the toxins, the things we eat, the things we put on our skin, all of these things start to break down. Our pH start to become make our bodies more acidic, but also it starts to affect the amount of stomach acid you have. And so that stomach acid that
than raised, because if you drink a carbonated drink with your meals, you're going to neutralize your stomach acid, which means it raises your stomach acid level from a 1, maybe up to a 2 or 3. If you take a acid inhibitor or something like Protonix or Nexium or Prilosec, one of those particular things, you're basically stopping your body from producing stomach acid. You're turning off the proton pumps, and you're turning off the chi cells in your stomach to make acid. And even if you're restricting salt, because salt is needed for the chi cells and the, you know, all of these things kind of work in concert. And once you start to cut one of those things out, then now you're creating an environment where you're lacking. You drive your car and you say, I'm going to put oil in it, I'm going to put gas in it, but I'm not going to put any power steering fluid in it because the doctor said we don't need that. And then you wonder why your car is so hard to turn. Same thing with your body. When you start cutting out vital nutrients and minerals and things that the body needs based on what the system has fed us, then the body starts to break down. And then we rely on them to tell us the truth about why our body is breaking down, but they continue to give us things that makes it break down even further. So back to this cancer situation and the body being acidic, cancer cells thrive if you are on an overabundance of sugar, or if you're diabetic and you have a blood sugar imbalance. The cancer spreads like wildfire because you have that sugar that's feeding it. You have that acidity that's feeding it. And so one of the things that I read in that book was, in order to make the body more alkaline, eat melon 20 minutes before you eat anything else, first thing in the morning, cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew melon, because that's an alkaline-forming food. And so you would eat that in the morning, and that would kind of set your body up with some alkalinity. And, of course, you drink your water. You know, you eat a fairly balanced diet. And then lemons. Lemons we think of as acid, but lemons are the most alkaline-forming food that you can have. So adding lemon to your water. You know, a lot of people are on the apple cider vinegar, which is really good. And they mix that with some lemon, and you can drink that. And that's also something that's good to really help the stomach, to help the body become more alkaline. When I told her those things, I found that they worked some. She got some benefit. She got some relief. But it wasn't enough. And it was similar to this lady who I spoke to yesterday who said, I juice, you know, I take all my greens. I take kale. I take spinach. I put a bunch of stuff in the blender, and I blend it up. And then I take my fruits over here, and I put them in the blender, and I blend them up. And then I put them all together, and I blend them up together. And that's her way of getting her nutrients. And I explained to her, I said, you know, that's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I'm glad that, you know, you're getting some benefit. I said, but with the soils being as depleted as they are, and even with the fruits and vegetables that we get, they don't taste the same as they used to. They don't have the minerals in them that they used to. So you can do that, and that'll get you to a certain point, and it will make you a little bit healthier. Just cutting out the bad stuff will make you a little bit healthier. But to really, when you're in a situation like you're in, to promote change and real change, you need to be able to get more of these nutrients. You need to be able to pack the body with nutrition. And she agreed on that. And she said, well, you know, I also take turmeric and I make a paste and different things. And she was kind of, you know, had just researched a bunch of different stuff. And she's been getting some benefit. But she's still not well. Her joints hurt. That tooth that she had to have extracted, but she couldn't get extracted, is bothering her. She's got back problems. Her knees hurt. She tries to go out and ride her bike to stay in shape, but she just can't. She said, my joints are breaking down, and a lot of it has to do with the chemo and the radiation and a lot of these medications. And that's the thing about a lot of the side effects of these medications is they're trying to help one thing, but they're ravaging other places in the body. And so I told her, you know, a little bit about my mother's story and a little bit about my arrival to where we are today. And she was very interested. But I told her, I said, you know, I want you to talk to someone that's going to be able to really shed a lot of light and information for you and with you to help you make a decision and to really help you move forward. And she said, well, I've already made a decision. She said, you know, what you're telling me is something that I've not heard, and I really want to do things the natural way. I want to get off of these prescriptions. I want to be able to ride my bike. I want to be able to go out in the garden and just do things and enjoy life again. I just want to be healthy again. And that talking to that lady yesterday and talking to a lot of the different people that I get to talk, the major goal is for everybody is just to be healthy. I mean, we got more people suffering from little tiny headaches to stress to tension. I mean, it's the little things, just sitting in traffic, road rage. I mean, I was on my way to Maryland today and a car flipped over and, you know, we had to reroute and go around. But I think about those people and what they must be going through. And then just the tragedy of watching something like that. You know, it's a lot, man. And really and truly, when you start to feel your health break down and you just don't feel like yourself, your body's telling you something. That's like the red warning light that comes on in your car. And so with that red warning light, a lot of us ignore it because we don't think nothing's wrong with the engine. We don't hear anything funny. We don't hear anything tapping. So you're like, man, that light must have just came on. Nothing's wrong. We don't even get it checked out. And then when we go get it checked out, we'll say, oh, yeah, this warning light is on. But I don't hear anything wrong with the car. And the man will say, okay. And he'll just turn the light off. And you've still ignored the problem. And then when the problem finally pops up, you say, man, I've been driving this car. The light was on. And now all of a sudden, it's this problem. And that never happened before. Well, it's just a systematic breakdown of different things that finally got the car to where it can't run anymore. Or where it's so tragic that the car is going through different changes. It's the same thing with the body. And I also started to explain to this lady, I said, have you ever heard of selenium? Because that was the first question Dr. Wallach asked me when I asked him about my mom. And she said, no, I'm not sure if I've heard of that. And I said, well, do you know that there's a naturopathic physician who's also a veterinarian and a pathologist? He sued the FDA, and he has a health claim against the FDA to be able to say that selenium can prevent and reverse certain types of cancers. And she was floored. She said, well, why haven't I heard that before? Why wouldn't the doctors have told me that? And I said, they didn't tell you that for the same reason that you're trying to get off all of these medications you're on. You're doing something for them right now. You're in a sick care system, not a health care system. What Dr. Wallet does is a health care system. What the medical system does is a sick care system. They manage your sickness. We manage your wellness, and we give you the things that you need to become well. And really, it's not giving you what you need. It's really just giving the body the fuel that it needs to take care of itself and to heal itself, the thing that the body wants to do all the time. Another big thing that I had to talk with another gentleman was about cholesterol. And cholesterol is really becoming a big deal these days because it's always been a myth about cholesterol. Should your cholesterol be high? Should it be low? Can you eat eggs? You know, we always say that high cholesterol is bad. But nobody ever takes the time to say, well, what is high cholesterol? What does that mean when you have high cholesterol? Oh, your cholesterol is high. Okay. Why? And challenge your doctors. Ask them why. And they'll say, oh, because you eat eggs probably, or because you eat butter or whatever the case may be. But to understand cholesterol, you'll understand that those things don't have a bearing on cholesterol being bad or being high. Butter has an acid in it called butyric acid, and it helps with the function of healthy cholesterol. Eggs are a perfect protein and a perfect cholesterol. The yolk of an egg, and then people will eat the egg, eat the white, and throw away the yolk. But if you want to throw part of it away, you should throw away the white and eat the yolk, because a chicken in and of itself grows around that yolk. And the chicken eats that yolk before it hatches. The yolk is not the chicken, and the chicken is not the yolk. The yolk is the food for the chicken. And the chicken eats that yolk, and when that chicken is hatched, it doesn't have to eat for a couple of days because it's living and surviving off of the yolk. That yolk is giving them the fuel that they need to be able to cut their way out of that egg. And so eggs for us are a perfect protein. It's a perfect meal. The Creator did that for a reason. That's why all eggs don't get fertilized. Some do and some don't. But you can eat them. They're healthy for you. They're good for you. The incredible edible egg. I mean, you know, we've heard all the analogies, but then somebody comes along and says, oh, these things are bad for you. And we listen. Our grandparents ate them. Our great-grandparents ate them. They ate butter. They ate lard. They ate cream. All of these different things, and they lived to be in their 90s. And now we decide that we're going to use oil instead of those things, and now we're living to be in our 50s and 60s. And we're having the problems in our 30s of problems that somebody would have in their 70s or 80s. So the system hasn't been kind to us. And in looking at cholesterol, your body makes 80% of the cholesterol that you need. So if the body's making 80% of the cholesterol that you need, you ingest the rest through your diet. So when I say you couldn't potentially do enough to help your body make more cholesterol because it's already doing it on its own as long as it's in balance. And there's only two things that cholesterol does. Cholesterol makes cells, and it makes hormones. So when you have, when you ingest oil, if you have oil in a bottle, and this is the problem with oils, because people always ask, why, you can't have olive oil, you can't have this oil, you can't have grapeseed oil, you can't have flaxseed. I mean, they ask about the oils in the bottle. And here's the difference with the oils. It's not the oil in and of itself. It's probably a very good oil. You spend some money on some good oils. But when you have oil in a bottle, you pour some of the oil out of that bottle, and then all you have from between the top and where you pour the oil down to is air. It's just nothing there. It's a clear space. That's air. Air has moisture in it. So when you close that bottle up, it creates moisture. And if you keep your bottle close to the stove, some people will put them in the freezer just to keep it, but then you take it out, and you pour some out, you put the top back on, you're trapping air in that bottle. And the only thing you do when you put it in the freezer is those molecules, those air molecules or those moisture molecules get frozen until you take it out the freezer and then you pour more oil out. Now the oil will last a tad bit longer. But what the point that I'm making is when you introduce oil, that creates moisture. We all know oil and water don't mix. So then you eat the oil, so then the oil becomes oxidized. When the oil becomes oxidized, that creates free radicals in the oil. When you have free radicals in the oil, those are what go and attack your cells. So you'll cook with oil that's oxidized, you'll ingest it, and the free radicals are going to find cells to attack, to latch onto. Well, good old cholesterol comes and finds out that we have some damaged cells over here because of free radicals, and it's like a fire. The cell is on fire because there's free radicals attached to it. So cholesterol is the fire department, the firefighter, and they go and they head from out of the liver, which is the firehouse, and then they're going to find out where the bad cells are or where the fire is. And cholesterol will cover up that area because it has to make new cells in that area. It has to repair cells in that area. So the cholesterol will be a blanket, will smother that fire and say, okay, we got to repair cells, we got to make cells over here. That's the job of cholesterol. And then once those cells are remade, it's up to us to stop doing the things that damage the cell in the first place. And if we're taking our vitamins and our minerals and we're getting all the nutrients that we need, now we're feeding healthy cells, we're taking the butter that we need, we're eating the eggs that we need, and those cells are happy. Why? Because it's not having somebody come and light another wildfire in the vicinity of your cells. And a lot of times it's up around the heart where you have a large conglomeration of different cells. You have larger arteries there and a lot of blood flow pumping and everything is going through that system. So that's where you get a lot of the issues, and that's where you get clogged arteries. And people tell you, oh, cholesterol will clog your arteries. It's not cholesterol that's clogging your arteries. It's the free radicals that are gathered up in an area, and cholesterol is going to help them. And if you got clogged arteries with cholesterol and cholesterol is in your blood, then your veins should be clogged. But you ever very rarely ever hear people with clogged veins. It's always arteries. And so, you know, the cholesterol is the help. The cholesterol is what keeps the body going. And then when you look at the white matter of the brain, if you ever seen a brain, it's kind of a white covering, and then you see these little gray nerves, which are nerves running through it. So that white myelin is actually the insulation for those nerves. And when the myelin, that myelin is 75% by weight cholesterol. So if you're on a cholesterol-restricted diet or you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, that myelin starts to deteriorate. And then those naked nerve fibers that are now exposed because their insulation has deteriorated, they start to touch, and that's what creates memory loss. And dementia and Alzheimer's, and the medical system will tell you, oh, we don't know what causes Alzheimer's. But then you can go online and you can look up different things to you go Google, what do I need to do? What can you do to prevent Alzheimer's? They'll come up with pages and pages of stuff to prevent it, but yet they don't know how you get it. It's kind of backwards. But when you continue to feed the body the healthy stuff, that myelin won't deteriorate. And then we look at the big one, which is hormone issues, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. That's 100% by weight cholesterol. And so you know that there are a lot of Americans on cholesterol-restrictive diets and taking cholesterol-lowering drugs because of the level of commercials you see for Cialis and Viagra, and that's erectile dysfunction. Those are basically cholesterol-starved hormones. Those hormones don't have the cholesterol they need to regulate the body. So for women, you have hormone replacement therapy. You see women going through PMS and bad PMS and bad cycles and a lot of different issues. You see the rate of breast cancer has skyrocketed, and most of the breast cancers are an estrogen-induced breast cancer because the liver is out, the liver's toxic, and the liver makes the precursors of estrogen. In the liver, you have estradiol and estradiol, and those are the precursors of estrogen. Also, you have where they measure cholesterol, which is in the liver. The good cholesterol is going to the liver, and the bad cholesterol is going away from the liver. So one they call HDL, and the other one they call LDL. One is high-density lipoprotein, and the other one is low-density lipoprotein. And those are just – that's not even a measure of cholesterol. So doctors even have it backwards. When they tell you, oh, your cholesterol is – your HDL is this and your LDL is that, those are not – that's not cholesterol. That's the proteins that are carrying cholesterol. That's why it's called high-density lipoprotein and low-density lipoprotein. Those are proteins that are carrying cholesterol. That's not cholesterol in and of itself. And then the cholesterol that's going to the liver is the good cholesterol. The cholesterol that's going away from the liver, which means that's the fire department the firefighters leaving the fire department to go fight and help these bad cells. That's supposed to be the bad cholesterol. Well, why is cholesterol leaving the liver at the rate that it is? That's the question you ask your doctor. You tell me I have high cholesterol, but why is it that my cholesterol is high? And just you saying me eating eggs and butter is not it. That's just not going to work, because I eat at least 3 eggs every day, and I use butter for everything. And my cholesterol is what they would say is high, about 220, but I don't have any issues. And then you talk to somebody whose cholesterol is down around 100 or 90, and they'll have hormone issues. Some of them will have memory issues. So it's not a race to see who can get their cholesterol the lowest. That's not the case. You have to have a healthy cholesterol level. Now, cholesterol can be elevated to a number. And what cholesterol is that red warning light. If a doctor, you know, most of the time, if you find somebody whose cholesterol is around 300 or so, that's kind of high. But why is it that high? That's the question we have to ask. We get the numbers, but we don't ask the question. Diabetics tend to have elevated cholesterol. Why? Because diabetics have damaged cells. That's one of the reasons why you're diabetic, especially type 2 diabetics, because the cell receptors don't open and close to take an insulin. So therefore, the body gets damaged because the doctors will, you go to the doctor and he finds out you're type 2 diabetic, and it's not that you're not making insulin, it's just that the insulin is not being absorbed into the cells. So therefore, he puts you on more insulin, which your body was making just fine, and it forces itself through the cell and it damages the cells. And when the cells get damaged, what happens? Cholesterol has to come to repair that cell. The more damaged cells you have, the more cholesterol that's coming. But at the same time, they will, a lot of people who are type 2 diabetic, because their cholesterol will drive high because you have so many damaged cells from the overrun of insulin, that, or the side effect of some of the prescriptions, the cells get damaged, that you have so much cholesterol going there that it will elevate the cholesterol. And what does the doctor do to combat that? They put you on a cholesterol-restricted diet. So not only are you on a cholesterol-restricted diet as well as being type 2 diabetic, you start to have more damaged cells in a particular area. A lot of times it's the eyes or certain limbs. And because you don't have the cholesterol to go repair those cells continue to become damaged. And then that's why you hear a lot of people that have that are type 2 diabetic, they get things amputated. You know, they get the foot amputated and then up to the knee, and they have eye issues because so many of those cells are damaged and they don't have the cholesterol to go fight the cells. So the cell continue, more cells continue to get damaged. When you have enough damaged and dead cells in one area, that part of the body doesn't work. You don't get blood flow to it. Red blood cells, those white blood cells, and all those cells are dead. So you have to amputate that part of the body so gangrene doesn't set in. That's just the body decomposing, particular area, because there's no cells there. There's no cells because there's no healthy cholesterol. Same thing with cancer cells. They attack damaged cells. They find the weaker of the cells, and they attack them. Then you bring something in like chemotherapy that wipes out everything, whether it's healthy or unhealthy. And then your body's just left as a void, as a big void of no immune system. It's just a void there. You don't have white cells fighting for you. You don't have your T cells fighting for you. You don't have red blood cells moving around because chemotherapy comes in and wipes it all out. And if you use radiation, it burns them up. So, you know, and then the cholesterol can't function because they're maintaining that. They're regulating that. So it just really becomes a big conglomerate of almost like a like what you look at with these floods. And the flood comes and it just wipes out everything. Cars, homes, power poles, doesn't matter. It just wipes out everything. And that's what happens when you start to have a bunch of damaged cells in your body. Everything starts to become wiped out. When you don't have enough cholesterol flooding the body, things become wiped out. And so, you know, you shut the fire department down, you can't go put out any more fires. It's just simple as that. And that's what's happening. And so one of the things that Dr. Wallach has put in place to combat all of that, your essential fatty acids, which is the proper ratios of omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. So now instead of us trying to drink olive oil to get our omegas, or eating pounds and pounds of fish, which fish is really good. But you got to look at the fish these days. The quality of fish that we get is not as great as it used to be. Why? One, because they farm-raising fish. And the reason they farm-raise fish is because, and they genetically modify fish, is because there's 7 billion people on this planet. We can't fish enough to create enough fish for people to eat. So they have to do that. But we understand that those things aren't healthy for us because they'll feed fish a diet that they're not used to eating. But they don't want to starve to death, so they'll eat some of it, or they'll starve to death. And then they take those fish and they send them to market. Or everybody's looking at wild caught. Wild caught is great. But look where we get a lot of our wild caught food, our fish, our seafood, from the Gulf, some from Alaska, which is your salmon and different things, which is cool. But then we have to take in consideration Fukushima, which was that big radiation spill over in China and that sent all of that radiation over here through the ocean. You got to look at the BP oil spill, the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in the 80s, and all of those things were cleaned up with a product called quercetin, which goes in and it's supposed to take the molecules of oil, grab onto them, and pull them down to the bottom of the ocean. Well, a lot of the food that the fish eat, the plankton, the coral, a lot of those things, the phycoidin, a lot of the things that the fish eat to stay healthy, the algae, are full of this quercetin and oil. So then the fish eat that, the wild-caught fish eat that, and then they're suffering. So the fish that we eat isn't as great as it used to be. The amount of omega-3s and 6s and 9s that we would get from our diet is not there. And Dr. Wallach understands all this by being a veterinarian as well as a naturopathic physician, as well as a pathologist. He's seen it on all sides. And so he put all that research together, and it's in a book in the Smithsonian Institute that's considered a national treasure, and it's called Diseases of Exotic Animals. But within that framework, he understood that we have to figure out a way to be able to still get the nutrition that our bodies need to stay healthy in our body, to continue to move about every day, and to continue to stay at optimal health. And that was the reason why, through all of that research, he created protocols. It's not just go get your vitamin A and your vitamin D and just see which ones you're deficient in. I'm going to go to my doctor and I'm going to see which ones I'm deficient in. And they'll run some bogus test and they'll tell you you're vitamin D3 deficient, which is probably true, but then they'll give you a synthetic vitamin D. Here, go take this prescription and go get you some vitamin D. Or they'll tell you you're calcium deficient and they say, okay, well, go just buy some calcium over the counter. But they don't tell you to get the magnesium and the chondroitin and the strontium and all the things that's going to help the calcium get into the body, because calcium is very hard to absorb. So you need the cofactors. And so you need all of those things for the body to work, but you only get one, or you might get two things. I might get some magnesium and calcium, but you don't get enough of that, or you don't really know how much to take, because when you look at the back of a vitamin bottle or pill bottle, it says take two, and you could be anywhere from a 12-year-old to an adult, and you taking two. And everybody's weight is different. Somebody's getting enough, and somebody's getting too much, and somebody's probably getting just right amount. But we don't know that because they don't specify. And so the genius of Dr. Wallach to create these protocols where we're getting healthy cholesterol from our essential fats, we're taking the selenium that's needed, because selenium is a very, very high-grade antioxidant, and it's not something that's found in a lot of food. It's also not something that's in our soils within the United States. So we must supplement with that. And that was one, and that's how he was able to sue the FDA, to have that health claim that says selenium will prevent and reverse certain types of cancers. And that's also how he was able to understand and have another health claim against the FDA when it comes to the essential fats, that the proper ratios of omega-3, 6s, and 9s will prevent strokes as well as heart attacks. Because why? That those essential oils or those essential fats carry the cholesterol that's needed to keep the cells healthy. See, when you really put the picture together and you start to paint the picture, you realize how the medical system makes health complicated, because there's just so many ins and outs and so many different facets that they have to use to, it's like that lie. You tell a lie, you got to tell another lie. You got to tell another lie. You got to tell another lie. And every time you do that, you get further and further and further away from the truth. But when we can just say we need our essential fatty acids, which we all know we need, because we all take an omega some kind of way, or we all think we eat fish, or we think we take our olive oil and do the things that we do to get our omegas. We understand we need that. That's easy to understand. And then we can understand now why we need those things. And then we talk about the selenium. Selenium has been studied all over the world, and it's one of the most highest antioxidants. And what are antioxidants? Antioxidants protect cells. So when you say something that's antioxidant rich, it's protecting the cell from free radical damage. It's almost like a fireman putting on a fire suit. He can go in that fire and fight a fire in a fire with that fire suit on. That's an antioxidant. That fire suit that a firefighter wears is an antioxidant. I don't know why I got this thing about firefighters today, but I think it's absolutely wonderful. But firefighters, you know, that fire suit is that antioxidant that's protecting that firefighter. So all cells need more antioxidants, and that's why cancer can't attach itself to those particular cells if your body is high in antioxidants, and they call that ORAC. That's an ORAC score. That ORAC score, the higher it is, that means the more antioxidants you have. And so most of everything in our protocols will get you to a point of higher ORAC or more antioxidants to protect the cells. The cells are putting on an armor plate. The cells are putting on a shield to protect itself from free radicals that want to come and attach to it. That's easy to understand. So that's what selenium does. And then you look at the 90 essential nutrients that the body needs every day. And those 90 essential nutrients is what's going to help the body with all the things that it needs. Every day our body needs 90 essential nutrients. And if we get those 90 essential nutrients, we maintain optimal health. And when we have issues such as cancer or such as diabetes or joint issues, then we need the 90 essential nutrients, which is our base, plus the secret sauce or whatever it is that we need to fight whatever it is or give the body that little bit of extra oomph to overcome that particular health challenge. So it works as a system. We understand that systems work. When us as people, we try to piece things together individually, we don't get the benefit. But when you subscribe to a system of how the body works, you figure out how the body works, and then you create a system around it. Just like anybody, no matter how smart they are or less smart they are, can go and work at McDonald's because you jump into a system. And that system helps you create health. So when you continue that system, then you continue to get healthy, you continue to get better, and you continue to work in a way where the body will maintain itself without issue. And that's why the protocols work. Another thing that makes the protocols work really well is the fact that we take time with the body beforehand to detox it, to clean it out, to clean out the liver, to allow itself to set up to be able to now be able to take in these nutrients and really, really go and do what needs to be done. When we really, really pay attention to health, healing is easy. It's just that we don't really ever have the answers. And we go to a place called a practice. And we're a patient. And they want us to be patient while they practice on us. Because they don't really know. They're not taught this in medical school. They go through 8 years of medical school. And I challenge you to ask your doctor the next time you go, how much nutritional training did you get in med school? And they will tell you, little to none. But I would let them tell you. So they don't understand this. Some of them may know it, but most of them don't. And even the ones that do know a little bit about it are not really going to look more into it because, why? It's cheap. Healing is cheap. Healing is easy. When you used to hear about those home remedies that our grandparents used to use and great-grandparents used to use, when you could get real live stuff to work for you, they weren't expensive. That's why they were home remedies. You go and get a jar of honey and you go get a little bit of castor oil or whatever it may have been, an aloe plant, natural things. These things were natural, and it kept us healthy. So therefore, medical system is not going to set up anything that's healthy. They use insurance to help pad the cost, but the product in and of itself is not healthy. So that's what I tell people. Insurance will pay for you to stay sick. The insurance won't pay for you to be healthy. There's a lot of things that we just don't know, that we just don't understand. And once we start to pay attention to those particular things and really, really work to understand our bodies and not rely on the system in and of itself, we can make the changes. We can change the lifestyle that we have to be the better person to ourselves, to be a better person to our family. Because guess what happens? You live this life, and then your family has to bear the brunt of you being unhealthy, whether it's bills that's left behind, having to go in hospice care, or just having to take you back and forth to appointments, all these wheelchairs and walkers and surgeries. I mean, it's so much stuff that we don't – if we're okay with being unhealthy, we shouldn't put that burden on our family because we really don't have to. There is a better way, and there is a different way, and we just have to take advantage of that. And one of the things that I want to do before we go back to John is I want to bring on my good friend, Pastor Sims. He's going to be he just took our detox challenge and destroyed it. I mean, his body's changed. I got to see him today, and he's showed me some pictures of his before pictures and where he is now, and it's just dynamic to see what happens when you take advantage of your health and you take advantage of a system that will really work for you. And he's so passionate about this thing that there's not many churches you can go to where there's going to be a pastor that says, you know what, I'm going to give up my Bible study time for you to impart this knowledge on my people because I have to help these people. And he's now got a bigger influx of people coming into his church. And the things he's about to do is amazing. So I just wanted to bring him on just for a minute and let him talk about his testimony and also what he's doing with this event tomorrow. Pastor Sims, you there?
Yes, sir, Donald. I thank God for our longevity. Like I said, I detoxed for 30 days. and I'm taking the 90 for life, and lost over 35, maybe close to 40 pounds. I'm feeling good. It's just amazing. I look different. I feel different, and things are going great in my life. And so I'm happy, and I'm blessed by the Lord that I met Mr. John Bryan and met you and Dr. Wallach and Longevity. So I want to invite everybody tomorrow night. Donald and Mr. John Bryan and Longevity team will be at the Country Inn and Suite, 26 Housing Road in Annapolis. All roads lead to Annapolis. If you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, Bowie area, Crofton, Baltimore, if you got a hitchhike, bicycle, tricycle, I mean, you got to beat me at the Country Inn and Suite tomorrow night for a life-changing word that will change your life. Meet us there, 26 Housing Road, the Country Inn and Suite in Annapolis. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, buddy. I'm excited to be there. We talked about it last week. Didn't really know what my schedule was going to be for Wednesday. And he said, well, Bible study is at 7:30. And I said, well, I'll be there. And, you know, what that means for me is that I go there at 7:30. I spend the time that I need to spend there, and I immediately get on the road. So I might not get on the road till 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow, which put me home about 2 or 3 in the morning. But I'm going to be so high on this passion of everything that we're doing right now, because you have to sacrifice, and you have to be able to give back, and you have to build this thing. And this army we're building, I think about Dr. Wallach every day in a different hotel doing 300 seminars a year at 77 years old. And I bet not dare complain about a one night out, not getting home late. And he does this 300, he outworks all of us. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to do it. And then when I get back on Thursday, we got another presentation to do, and we got new people coming into the program. So, you know, it's just going to be a wonderful thing to be able to do and be a part of. And I'm just excited about it. John, talk to me. You got anything you want to add, any parting words for us?
I think that everything has been said, and it should be easy for everybody that's on this line to take the challenge, even if it's no more than 90 days, because things will change in your life, the way you feel. Everything is going to change. But we can tell you, but until you do it and step in the waters, you'll never know. But you will know if you can envision that you don't have no more high blood pressure, you don't have no more diabetes, you don't have any of that. All you have to do is start to clean up God's temple. It was loaned to you. So keep it clean. And it will last you a long time. And after a while, the Spirit said, I got to get out of here. All of this pain and suffering that I'm going through and all. And you're gone. So don't let that happen. Remember what he said about cholesterol. If you're taking cholesterol medication, get off of it. There's no side effects from getting off of that other than feeling better. Because you need your cholesterol high. So with that, each and every one of you, and bring your friends onto Halsley Road tomorrow night. It's to be there promptly. I will get there by 6:45 so you can get yourself a mint. I think they have a mint or whatever that they serve right there, but you can meet people and so forth. And if there are any questions before we get off the line, if you want to dial 1, and I don't know if Callahan is on the phone. If he is, dial, is that what they do, +1?
Yeah, and I think I saw their number. I saw her number earlier, but I don't.
I was been scrolling up and down since you've been talking. A lot of numbers on here, but I don't see their particular number. So if you are on and you call it from a different number than your regular number, just press 1, and I'll be able to bring you on the line. I'll give a minute to see if they if anything happens, because I got to scroll up and down, but I don't see them immediately right now. So okay. Go ahead. If they do it, then I'll bring them on. If not, they probably got off for whatever reason.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, God bless you all. Thanks for your interest. And continue to get on the call and learn more and more about how your body operates and your cholesterol and all of those things that you need to know to fortify your body against disease. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you for your participation, Pastor Sims. That was an awesome testimony. And we really appreciate you and love you and thank God for you, for the step that you are taking to save humanity and to get the truth out to these people. And you are a living witness because they can look at you and see it. So thank you very much. God bless you all. And Donald, thank you immensely for the time that you put in from North Carolina here to be a part of this mission that we are on with Dr. Wallace and God and all of our family and trying to bring them all together. So I thank you for your dedication to this. And thank everyone that's on the line. Good night.
Well, I appreciate that, John. And again, we'll be back here next week. It is the 26th of September, Tuesday, the 26th at 7 p.m. Invite your friends, invite your family on the call. It costs you nothing to share great information. You do it if it's a restaurant. You do it if it's a movie. You do it in so many other areas of your life. But you don't really do it in places where you can truly save somebody's life. And this is one that you can. And what a feeling it would be if you could save a life just by sharing some information. So we'll be here again next week. We look forward to it. We love you all. Thank you for getting on the call. Talk to you later.
I'm going to have some avocado right now.
Yes, sir. Good night, everybody.
Good night.